Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender head and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me.
Okay, baby. Why don't you come All right now. Welcome to Slam Pig Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Ricardo. And we have in store for you an episode of epic proportions, if you will.
I like that voice. It's a good voice. I got a good voice. People tell me all the time. Usually they're about middle-aged women. But I'm 35 now, so, you know, maybe middle-aged women is like my wheelhouse. I like to think not. I'm in decent shape. Pretty charismatic. Pretty silky smooth, if you will. And I feel like there's a lot of women in their mid-20s that want a shot at the old kid. I mean, I'm getting married, so it's kind of a bullshit point now. Where were you at when I was 25? It don't matter. That's the thing. It's one word of advice for people out there. You never get what you want when you actually want it, you know? Maybe the Stones said it right. You might get what you need. Well, let's hope. All we can do is fucking hope. Speaking of hope, my guest today is probably one of the more interesting and hard to wrangle in people ever on the show. It's Fallon from Dating Naked Season 2, which, you know, they're on their third season now, and it's a show that I religiously watch because I find it, from a dating perspective, I mean, we talk a lot on the show about male-female dynamic, especially within relationships, and what I find interesting is, granted, it's a reality show, so a lot of it's kind of horseshit. Plus, they keep booking people on the show that are from all over the country, so they're trying to sell you on this idea that these people are looking for love. But who's looking for love? I mean, if you live in fucking Cleveland and I live in New York City, or better yet, if you live in LA and I live in New York City, we ain't gonna find love. I'm not moving because I spent a month on an island naked with you. I mean, come on. So what was cool about it is that I watched the show religiously. I really love the nudity part because it gets a lot out of the way. Like, you forget that as a human, your brain is more powerful than your body, in the sense that your brain, seeing some G-string panties on, for me anyways, found out that stimulates me more than just seeing someone butt naked. There's just certain little things. Your brain comes into play. So I like the show for that reason. And Fallon was, in my opinion, the biggest villain on the show. She was the one person that actually embodied what reality television was, or is, rather. And I knew Fallon before she did the show. And finally now, it's taken us like a year to finally get to this point. So that's my guest, Fallon. She's awesome. She was an hour late, but there's nothing easy about Fallon, so that made sense. We also live streamed it. It's one of the first times I ever used live stream while recording the show. I thought it was really good. Got a lot of great responses. So without any further ado, Fallon from the show Dating Naked. Enjoy. All right. This is very exciting times for me because not only do I have someone on that we've been trying to link up for a while, but also we're live streaming it. So it's just a bunch of technology mashed into one. So for the listeners, say hello to Fallon from Dating Naked Season 2.
What's going on, guys?
And to the live people, hello, how are you? Very nice. All right.
Hey, we finally did it, though.
We did. We made it happen.
I know. Sorry.
It's all right. We did it, though.
As long as we made it.
So it's always a test. Okay. But as long as I can get through those tests. Mm. You know how they say, you know, God only put you in places where, you know, you can stand?
Correct.
That's like with you and I.
Nice.
Only places where we can follow through.
I see you from across
the way. You are here. So Fallon and I were trying to do this before you were even on that show.
Yeah,
we were trying to make this happen easily a year ago.
Actually, more.
I have so many questions, but we have like a limited time frame.
Okay.
So I'm trying to like make sure we get to everything I want to talk about. let's start on a very elementary level. When you're shooting that show.
It's usually the level that I'm on.
When you're shooting that show.
Yes.
And you're naked. You're all naked.
Okay.
How does it, first of all, you're sitting on things naked. You're sitting on couches, on, now, what, do they burn everything
so, like,
in that fucking place?
Your ass and my ass are on the same cushion.
That's what I mean, but correct. there's no...
We do have, like, protection, like we're talking about condoms or something.
Yeah.
There's, like, cleanly things that we put.
Like what?
You know?
This is amazing.
I don't know.
Okay, don't get embarrassed. This is...
It's
this
not
is,
like I'm gonna, like, if you have a disease and then I sit where your ass is,
I'm not saying that. Let's rewind.
Okay.
So, in schools...
Yeah.
They have this thing where they have like a dress code, right? Like a high school. Like mm-hmm. if your ass is hanging out, they'll probably go, hey, you got to put some shorts that cover your ass,
correct.
Right? As a guy, but I've had an argument with people on my show before about how that they shouldn't do that. They should let girls wear what they want. And to a certain degree, I understand what they're saying. But at the end of the day, if your body part is hanging out and rubbing on
like
chairs,
balls.
Imagine if my balls were uh-huh. rubbing on all the school
cushions.
Chairs.
Yeah.
And wherever I'm sitting, you would be like, this dude's – get close to that mic, please, my dear.
Sorry.
No, you're perfect. People would be upset about my balls being all over everything. So based on that, when you were walking around with your vagina and if a male, his penis and balls are hanging out,
mm-hmm.
what are the protectors? Do they have like – do you carry around your own –
like you carry
like a
around
seat
your
protector.
Own seat. It's like a little like plastic.
No, really?
Yeah. Well, because again, I know that, you know, we
yeah.
were talking about in general, you wear what you want, yada, yada, yada.
They never show that.
But I mean, well, because it's not, they don't think
that
in depth
is
like
interesting.
That. But a lot of people have had that question, like, you're dirty.
Sure.
Are you, like, is it clean where you're sitting? Because
mm-hmm.
again, all the cushions, we're outside, we're on this
yeah.
island.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like 120 degrees.
And you're sweating.
You're sweating.
A lot.
So ball sweat, vagina
well,
sweat,
yeah.
you have your protection.
You could
you
smell
bring
people.
Your plastic, you can smell people.
One time.
That's if you smell.
One time.
I don't know what kind of scent you're talking about.
I got a great
but,
scent.
Okay.
But in general. One time I was having a, I guess you would call it a three-way, but I was having it with this, I've never really had a three-way with a guy before. Not that I was doing stuff with a guy, but in the vicinity. It was my best friend. We were in high school, and it was his girlfriend was there, and it was very very low level three way. But obviously, we're both
three way or threesome.
What's the difference?
Oh, okay. I just was making sure.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah. Same, same.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So you're having a small threesome.
Yeah, very very low level threesome.
Okay.
And I could smell his manhood. I could smell it, and I'm thinking of this show now.
That's a fucking problem.
You're so close to people, and they're sweating. Because people's balls just smell. Even if
yeah.
you're a hygienic person, just like people's
vaginas
vagina just swore. Yeah. There's a lot going on down there.
There is.
So what I've noticed about this season compared to last
okay.
is that...
Did you like this season?
So far, I don't... I think the two people are kind of boring.
Okay.
I don't think they're like... And there's no... So one thing about you is like you're a good villain, and that's what they made you out to be.
Oh, thanks.
There is no... It's not like a reality show because no one's really a villain. Everyone's kind of being relatively diplomatic about the situation,
in this,
right?
In this
particular season. Like your season.
They kind of just like picked me out. Was like, okay, you're going to play this.
Because that's what they do. I know I have a lot of friends that have been on reality mm-hmm. shows. Producers finagle
and
a lot
came
more.
Back.
Yeah, I remember that.
Came back.
So you totally came back, mm-hmm. which they should have brought you back because you're a good villain and people want to not like you.
Villain.
And it causes a dilemma. You know, and that's kind of what you're going for, I would assume,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you were told
hey,
to do that.
Bad
maybe.
Publicity is better than no publicity.
But that's you made it a reality show,
mm-hmm.
you know, because nothing is reality about any reality
it
show.
Umph, and I gave it.
It does, and that's what I'm saying about this season. The part that I'm kind of like, not over because I still watch it, is the two people are nice, which
mm-hmm.
was cool about your season. That guy you got with, he was a nice guy, but he was still banging girls. Like he would still have sex with girls. This guy they have on now, he's playing it really like I don't want to. You know, ruin. Like he's playing real
mm-hmm.
middle of the road, very neutral, kissing people on the forehead. Like you can be a
like
nice
my
guy.
My mom does to me when
he's
I leave.
Very
house.
Fatherly, and you could be a nice guy and still fuck people.
Because
if you're not doing them dirty,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're going on an island with 20 girls. It's partly about the guy if you're attracted to him. Hopefully, you are. And then you tell me if I'm wrong. And the other part is, I'm gonna win. Like, I'm going to be the baddest bitch here. Like, that's my M.O. Like,
oh,
it's
that
almost
was my M.O.
Right? It's almost better than being with him. It's not like Don't be naive, gentlemen. Don't go fooling yourself, okay? You could be a really attractive dude, great dick, you've got a great body, but a woman's competitive nature will always
be to be that bad
guy. Yeah, especially if you don't know him yet. Yeah. You know, you just met the dude. There's no way.
I mean,
no
I don't think my concern was him. It was more no, like, I gotta win. Chick. Yeah, I gotta be this chick. I gotta win, or at least make it to the end.
Yeah.
Some sort of like big problem or something, which is what happened.
The best part is where you had that, you were holding your shit together so perfectly. And then you had a couple drinks and you started booty clapping on the pool table. And I was like, oh, she let the flag fly.
I got into a couple fights too.
Like arguments?
Oh, and then I pushed a girl in a pool or something.
I don't remember you pushing anybody, but I remember you getting in arguments. But that's kind of like your nature anyways. You're kind of like, you're kind of rough.
I think that's why you left me the first time. You said I was too much. I caused too much drama. Because
you're all about the win. If you're all about the win,
to be that bitch.
Eventually the dude's going to go, well, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't think she likes me. I think she just wants to win. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to bang him out.
Exactly.
You got.
That's why my ass came back.
Because you know what's so funny? Isn't that crazy about how looks work and good sex? Being good in bed and then also being good looking, you could be an awful person and get away with shit for a long time.
Yeah, because you're, like, say you're an attractive guy. You got great pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
You're banging in bed.
Yeah, it's hard to.
But you suck.
Because women want to change you. And they think, oh, he's so awful as a person. But maybe.
We call those fuckboys.
Yeah, well, fuckboys. See, that's the thing. Boys. Usually fuckboys have terrible personalities, though. So I can't get on board with that.
No, fuckboy meaning, like, they suck as a person.
Yeah.
But they're hot. The sex is great.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're just
but how good. Because I have dealt in dominant and submissive relationships, right? Mm-hmm. How good could any sex be without the full connection of really wanting to please the other person? You know, like, I get that sex can be good on a physical level, but when it comes to the in-depth, like,
intellectually,
orgasm, like, oh, I'm so here level, which is the ultimate.
Yeah, but girls don't care about all that.
They don't?
Like, I have, like, you know, I've known friends in the past. They're with fuckboys, and they're just so obsessed with these guys. I mean, I've even went through this with, like, my sisters and my family and friends. Like, I've never been that girl.
Sure.
They'll do, like, anything just to make sure that guy stays with them. Like, you don't
even though they don't offer anything?
Attention.
Yeah, they don't offer
anything. They offer you nothing. They bring you nowhere.
Yeah.
They give you no attention. They have, like, five other girls.
Sure,
I don't know.
That's
this
weird.
Bitch.
Yeah, not you.
No.
No, never you.
Not the villain.
Never the villain.
Not the villain.
You should just change your name to The Villain.
Like, I think I'm going to change my Instagram as that.
It should be.
Yeah,
you are The Villain.
/The Villain.
When you are naked on the island.
Yeah.
In a show called Dating Naked, which means you're naked.
Okay.
My favorite part is always where they film the panties coming off or the underwear coming off.
Oh, right at the beginning.
Because
so you
you're
watch
like.
Detail.
I'm a very detail-oriented guy.
Okay.
I'm always like looking for, did they wear the good underwear? Or did someone go raggedy and not? But usually they keep it together because they know they're going to be seen. Mm-hmm. But then they give that side shot, and I'm always like, who has the best ass? Then you're like, I'm going after that. That's the next move. And then you meet somebody. Is it really hard to not? First of all, I feel like that show is conducive for the men that join in to kind of be douchebags because a lot of them, if you're a man and you're limp and you're cool with being limp in front of strangers – you know you probably have a big dick. You know you. There's no way.
Well, what about the ones that have small dicks?
Who's doing it? Who has small dicks?
I know.
There are people on that show that have smaller dicks.
There's a lot of guys that have small dicks that think they're like the coolest guy, even with clothes on.
So they're delusional.
Yeah, they're delusional.
Because that's what I was talking to my fiance about. Because we watched the show.
Like the girls that take their clothes off and they think they have these slamming bodies. Like you have a flat ass.
Flat ass. No
like,
good. No good.
Square body.
Square body.
Just awful. I mean, I don't have
the villain
breasts,
says
but I'm getting
squirt.
Boob implants. So
that's what I was going to ask you about.
We're going to get some boobs.
Why?
Yeah, I just...
But I thought on the show you had boobs, didn't you?
Yeah, like they're just not...
You're not up to... Not
no,
what you want.
No, they're not up to par.
How big are you going to go?
Not like... I don't want no Pamela Anderson crap.
What do you want,
this
then?
This is the blonde bombshell. I don't know. Maybe like a B.
A B.
Like
a nice,
solid
tight
B. Not this like little,
teardrop.
Like I feel like I'm fucking 12.
Yeah, you want to...
Yeah, I need like boobs.
I like doing this. This is fun because people can see me do that.
Okay,
it's emphatic.
Yeah. So like a nice, like a handful.
Like a handful of bees.
Correct. Handful of bees.
So you came here, but you were riding the subway. So you couldn't wear anything that showed your ass off for the fans. You had to keep it...
You're talking about today.
Today, yeah.
I mean, I could have brought the shield that I had on the show. and the just, shield. You know, been quite naked and sat down, and maybe I would get in trouble. Maybe people would look. I don't know.
We could have blurted it out.
But, you know, to be honest with you, though, when I go out, like, yeah. in public, I'm not, like, that showy.
No, that's right. I would assume so.
You know, and yeah. in all honesty, I'm really not, like, the low-cut, little skimpy. Mm-hmm. That's just not my swag.
So my fiance has a big butt, and she is always really conscious of wearing stuff that...
Yeah, like, I wear stuff tied around my waist.
People scream and act crazy. It's in New York, and it's a New York City thing.
So you like guys. Sorry, you like girls.
No, not recently.
You like girls with big butts.
Huge.
Like, ass. So like, you're an ass and leg guy.
Well, yes, but also if you have a good natural boob. Like, I'm a detail-oriented guy.
Yeah, but you don't want no fun bags.
But if I had... but I've had to choose one. If you held a gun to my head and you're like, Josh, choose one.
It would be the booty.
It would be ass.
It would be the booty.
Even, I think, because for a while, the ass was the most pure. You had to actually earn that. It was a little bit of genetics. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to work out. It was obtained, but also all that stuff had to come into play. Like, what? You're Italian, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably part of your genetic makeup.
Yeah.
Probably have good ass
for
in your
my
family.
Body. I mean, it's
and
good
your
size.
Body type.
Yeah.
If you're a tiny woman, so that was like, oh, that's a natural. That was a gift. Mm-hmm. And now people can get fake asses. So I don't know.
Yeah, they get the injections.
Anymore. I'm ready.
I know. People think sometimes I have a fake one, but
yeah.
No.
Even now.
And I'm tiny.
You're like, really, really tiny. Like, you're really thin.
Do I look this thin on the show? Although, I think
I saw you naked for, like, a whole month. So, I'm looking at you
I
now.
I lost weight from having
you
the
look
baby.
Thinner. Oh, yes, because you had a baby.
I did have a baby. And, guys, it's not with Chris.
No. It didn't happen with that.
Let's make that.
I forgot that guy's name. It's not with the guy from
the
show.
It's not with the guy.
It's a different guy.
Yeah, much hotter.
So you had a baby.
I did.
Okay, so I'm getting married, and I'm worried about this.
Why?
Because I like the way my... This is going to sound a little misogynistic. I'm sorry. But I like the way my girl looks.
Yeah.
And if she has a baby... I don't want
her
ass to, like, fall down.
Whatever.
You know, whatever. I love
her.
Yeah, she does. She's good.
Okay, so she maintained
that. So that's
what
you did. Is that how you lost weight? Is the breastfeeding?
I didn't breastfeed. I don't need my tits to look any worse than they already do.
Oh, because it would be, like, deflated, right?
Yeah, they would. It's
a really interesting conversation.
But, no, you just maintain. I only gained, like, 11 pounds, including the baby.
I think you have good genetics, though, too. And I'm hoping she does, too.
But
you never know.
That.
It's over. It's over because it does so much damage to your body, which is cool. I mean, I'm in love. So
my sister's like,
my girl,
I'm telling you, you might gain so much weight.
You're old. Oh, your sister has kids.
I have a younger sister. Yep, I have two nieces.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So she gave you the kind of the heads up.
We just
have
completely different genetics.
Totally.
So.
Are you full-blooded?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You would
so
think
she
she's
got
the older
shit
sister,
hand.
Though. She's sexy, though.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Keeping it thick and sexy?
She
is that what you're trying to say?
She keeps it thick and sexy, and I'm just lemon thin. Yep. You got it.
So are you, I'm obsessed with the community nudity because it's like you look and you're in the pool
nudity.
The community nudity where you're like in a pool and you're in a hot tub and all your parts are swimming.
You're just talking about the grossness, like sitting, sharing.
Okay, so I've been around the block a little bit.
Okay.
So getting me hard, I get hard off of weird shit. I'm not like a standard guy. Like if I saw you bend over to pick up a dart in our little naked dart game,
I think that's
that would be weird. But there's, I forgot what it was. I was watching something on the show and I was like, oh, that would get me hard. How does someone not get, like, especially if you're laying in one of those cots or whatever,
the hammock.
How is someone not getting hard? They get hard.
I don't know. I don't know if maybe because it's a show, so it's like you're so
but
focused
you're with
on their filming.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean, sometimes...
I've done love scenes in
you know, and
TV
sometimes
and
it's like if you and I had to do a love scene, we're not going to be thinking about, wow, it's going to be so sexual.
You know what, though? I would have to because that's
although
a
you would
method
have to,
actor.
True.
I would go hard, no pun intended.
You would have to kind of get into it. But at first, like, you know, being a lot of people's first time filming,
sure.
I don't think their first reaction is, oh my God, like, I'm going to pop a boner.
Was it easy for
so
you?
Hot.
Was it easy for you to take your clothes off?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy being naked.
What were you
I
doing
like
before? Because I know you as a model.
Little,
that's how we met. I mean, whatever.
I like skimpy little things for, like, modeling and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Like I said, when I go out, I mean, I'm pretty covered up.
Sure, which is smart. Because you could get molested. People could scream
correct.
At you, even though you probably
I don't
have a blade.
Think anyone wants to molest in my ass.
You look like,
I mean,
like you'd have a blade in your purse.
And I'll probably beat your ass.
Yeah,
so.
Probably. That's what I mean.
Correct.
So you started
my
out.
My boyfriend's scared of me. No, he's not. I'm just kidding.
That's healthy. So you started out as a model and an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you submitted, I assume, for the show? Or did it wasn't a casting call, obviously.
I just submitted online.
What made you think, okay, this is something I could really do?
I didn't even submit to that show, actually.
Oh,
it wasn't particularly that show. So I've done, like, you know, modeling and stuff my whole life.
Yeah.
I used to write poetry and stuff for Eva and my publishing company, in which I'm going to do the children's book with
them.
Yes,
we'll talk about that.
But I then was just online. I'm like, maybe I want to get into more like little acting things. One of my best friends that lives in LA, he does a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, I'll go on MTV and apply to some stuff. I did not know, guys, that I was applying to a fucking naked show. come to find out, like months later is when I got the call. And they were like, hey, we want to come down. We have a few shows going on, you know, other stuff, confidential
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And I came down, and out of all the ones that were going on, I got chosen
for
the naked one.
Sure.
Smart. So I was like, hey, you know, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the whole filming thing and the great experience, I mean, the opportunity to go where we went and stuff.
Yeah, where were you guys at again? Philippines?
We were in Philippines.
Yeah.
Right outside of, like, Agawam.
That's a long-ass flight, right?
Yeah, we... it was like 20.
When they brought
hours.
You back, you didn't leave the island, though, did you?
Oh, boo.
You flew all the way back to America?
I was all the way back to the States, came back to New York, went from New York to Miami for Ultra Music Festival, got all fucked up.
All fucked up. Do you
got
like Molly?
Call.
I really love Molly. Anyways, keep going. Sorry.
Got the call. I do, too. Got the call.
I can't stop. Keep going.
Got the call in Miami, like, hey, listen, we need you back. I'm like, listen, I'm out here, like, there's no way I'm in any condition.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up.
Whatsoever to come back to Philippines. No, listen, you have to fly out in 2 days. I'm like, okay, we'll have to fly out of here. So I went all the way around the world again, half into the bag.
Yeah.
Popped
all fucked
Xanax,
up. Did your thing, slept on the plane, and then try to look. Because you're really conscious about making sure you look okay.
Yeah, I don't like my nose.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. It wasn't
thanks.
Tell people no. It wasn't like you were like I need fucking this, and it wasn't like a diva thing. I'm saying it was more like like what you said. Like I just irritated that I have to show them. I hate having to if I don't look feel great. I don't want to have to. I get it.
Yeah, I didn't feel great, which made me feel like I didn't look right.
Yeah,
and I thought I was all done.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck this, I'm going to go get tore up.
But then I'm like, shit, if they fucking want me back, like, I have to make
happen. Because you would think, like, because...
Well, they never really call people back to come.
No. That's what I was going to say, is that that show, that season, they switched up that format. Because the first season was like...
They didn't do that this season, right?
No, and it's the same thing. Because I think it's a smart move. I like that where you
they're returning someone this season, too?
I don't know about returning somebody, because they're not at the end yet.
Good, you better not, because that's my move.
Yeah, you want that to be your staple.
VH1, that's my move.
Yeah, let them know. let's contact the CEO right now. So I like that they did that for your season, is that they not only did the return thing for you, but the way the format was a lot more interesting than it was if they did all just everyone different dates and just kind of focus on one date at a time. I like the way they did it this way. Anyways, point being, you're all fucked up. You show up and you think, man, I could probably spin this into more shit. Right?
Oh, hell yeah.
When you're doing the show, you're like, I could probably spin this into more shit because people obviously have a fucking, I don't know, they want to comment about me. There's nothing about you that people aren't going to comment about. Either they love you or they hate you. Mm-hmm. And that's like social media gold.
Well, the crazy thing is when I left the first time, the social, like all the social media, like Facebook, Instagram, all those people, all that little like fan base that I got off of it.
Yeah.
They were contacting me like, oh, you left because blah, blah, blah. You are a drug addict. That's why they told you to leave. I mean, the stuff that people come up with, I mean, I'm sorry, guys, but it's bogus.
Yeah, they spend a lot of shit.
I can just imagine when you're like an A-list celebrity,
mm-hmm.
I mean, versus just this small little thing that I did. I mean, they come up with some crazy shit. So when I came back, I was like, well, I'm just going to show these motherfuckers like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not surprised when people die of drug overdoses that are really famous.
Why?
Because if you look at it like... Like you said, I mean, they go through so much shit and people make up, and with social media, people make up so much shit about them. And you go like, that must be so aggravating and get so old. I think the only way you could do it is if you didn't have any social media and you were like a really known for just your work and that's all you wanted to be known for. Because everyone wants to be a personality now. Everyone wants to be visible all the time.
And have a couple little things going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, there's so much screaming. But no one's no one's really hearing each other talk. Like, I mean, there's people talking because with the internet, you could talk shit. Like, people could say shit to you, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't say to your face. Mm-hmm. These half the shit you.
Well, now you don't even have to show who you are.
You could just hide. I have people
talking shit, and it's like they make up the page just to say what they want to
say. Yeah.
And then it's deleted. And sometimes I'll be like, who the fuck I know. Is this?
Do you ever get pissed off? Does it bum you out?
No, but like, if you're in that mood, you know when like you're in that mood that day. You ever get in those moods?
Yeah,
well, I get in those moods. I'm in them probably all like the six time. Out of 7 days of a week.
Sure.
And I'm in that mood, and like some girl will say something stupid, like, "Oh, you need to like cut your hair because
your hair's really long." That's right.
And I just want to be like, "You need to like a whole new fucking face." You know what I mean? Like, so yes, sometimes I get very annoyed, and I want to say stuff, yeah. or I'll say it, and then I'll like delete it.
Yeah.
Which is why I told my boyfriend thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, that's why you don't have a Twitter.
No Twitter.
See, it's crazy.
I should have got one, but now
because now it's like, a moot point. Yeah. I mean, you should have had it before, but. Because you know what, though? That might kill you. You might be talking all kinds of shit to trolls. You have Snap and you have Instagram.
Snap
I know
and
that.
Instagram.
Do you like Snapchat? I do.
I like Snap.
You do?
I do.
I hate it.
People love it.
I fucking hate it. Why? I fucking hate it.
You don't Snap?
Because I feel like...
I mean, you're not going to Snap
I am doing
Molly.
I am resisting... Maybe. I might have. I am resisting the... evolution of social media because I am not buying into the fact that it caters to the lowest common denominator. It's pandering to the very lowest level where you're like, hey, I'm not really – I know people are creative with Snapchat. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's a lot of like me walking, me in this cute outfit.
That's what
me
I do.
And I know, but you have a personality that's a model. So I get it. It makes sense for you.
Yeah, but some stuff isn't model stuff. I'll just stand there and be like, hey,
it's about people. It's about people – being a part of your personal life mm-hmm. or whatever you deem.
That instant.
Yeah.
That instant.
I'm not crazy about people.
And you can't fake it because it's that point.
I have a radio show. I have a web series. I have TV. I have independent films I have out. That's what you can get of me. And if you want to talk to me, you can hear me talk every week. I don't want to be necessarily – I don't want you all in my wedding or at my engagement party or – when I'm laying True. In bed, like, I just don't want you there.
Well, not that stuff. Like, you know some what I mean? Stuff I keep out. And it's crazy because, you know, when I had Sunny's my son, mm-hmm. little Sunny Bear.
Shout out.
Shout out to Sunny Bear. You know, I wasn't sure how to, like, show people pictures of him. Do I post it on my page? But then it's mm-hmm. like, I post a picture of him, and then I post a picture of me in, like, lingerie, and people like, oh, you don't put those two things together.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. So I'm like, screw it. I'm going to make him his own page.
Sure.
Private page only for people that I approve of.
Smart.
People that are other mothers.
Because you want to show them off. You want to show them off. And you're doing a children's book, so there is a component of your career that is...
Correct.
Revolved towards, you
know... And I was going to do a blog, actually, and go, you know, go over everything with him. But then I was like, that's just too
it's
personal.
It's a lot. It's really hard to do that.
But
I mean...
It's too personal getting into all that.
And I get the dilemma you're in, because I have girls on the show every week, and that's mm-hmm. one of the topics we always bring up, is... I mean, how much is too much? And I get that when you're not, quote unquote, a celebrity for something like singing, dancing, acting, whatever,
yep.
you're a personality celebrity.
Yeah, TV personality.
That means you are letting the world into as much of your life as you deem,
as much television. As possible.
It's really hard.
You're letting them into...
That's crazy, yeah. man. Like that... When they go to that night cam shit in the show where they start showing you in the room with the dude and what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know they can't show anything, but they, no matter what, let's say you didn't bang the dude out and you just were like doing a crazy mm-hmm.
oh,
dry
make
hump.
It
spoom.
Seem like you're just seem like, hardcore banging.
Yeah.
Of course.
And that must, when you're watching the show and you watch the editing being finagled, because I don't see that happening in this season so much as far as on an interest level, as interesting as what you were doing. Mm-hmm. But did you watch it and be like... Oh, fuck, I didn't...
So, can I tell you the biggest secret ever?
Sure.
I did not watch me.
Why, though? You love you some you.
I do. But again, sometimes... You know, because even, like, when I'm out and stuff, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm fucking Beyonce. But, like, you know, some people, like, will be like, oh, you're found from the show. Like, little, you know, fun things.
Yeah.
But even, like, some of those things, like, it gets me embarrassed. I don't know why. I can't even answer. People always ask. So I don't even, like, watch myself because I get embarrassed.
So do you... You're saying that...
Like, I'll look at pictures of me looking sexy, but, like, watching me in the act, like, whether I'm, like, walking across the
saying.
Kitchen or
laying. I understand what you're saying.
I'm just, like, I get embarrassed.
Even though
So I had no interest to watch it.
When you were shooting it, there's not an embarrassed bone in your body when you were shooting it, because you go hard.
Hard.
Really hard in that show.
But a lot of the girls that were on that season, you know, some I became friendly with, others mm-hmm. I really honestly, real life, just couldn't stand.
Okay.
Were like nervous. And I, you know, the producers and Cam would be like, listen, like, you know, Josh, you gotta relax. Like, just try to get into it. Where me, I just came flying in badass and just...
That was very obvious, though, I think, watching the show, that you were, like, really comfortable in the setting.
Yeah, didn't
of...
even care.
But like, it's almost like a switch. Zone. Like, you became a persona. You mm-hmm. weren't... I don't feel like necessarily, like, that's you every day.
No,
like,
I'm a mom.
That's what I... Well, before that, you weren't a mom
true,
then.
Yeah, true.
Now, that's an interesting thing, too. When you got pregnant... You kind of got pregnant at a point where you would think, this is where I'm supposed to try to juice as much out of this fucking VH1 thing as possible,
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. That must have been really difficult.
It was hard because as soon as the show came out, I had all the, you know, club appearances, all that
stuff. Yeah.
And I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to do because I was pregnant. One, I didn't show until I was like 8 months.
Yeah,
so, like, literally, I gained 11 pounds. I was tiny.
It's just basically the baby you gained.
Yeah, I just gained the baby. Sonny was tiny. No, but I didn't gain until, like, the end of my pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But even then, like, I couldn't be myself.
You can't
in the
go
club,
and drink
bouncing
or act
around,
crazy.
Drinking
and,
or
yeah.
crazy. So I did miss out on a lot of stuff, but I gained something, you know, instead. I gained myself.
No, you got your kid. That's
but,
great.
But hopefully... things go the way that they're supposed to go, and we're going to do something new and hot
mm-hmm.
with VH1.
Oh, sweet. So you're still you're still talking and trying to get things
going.
Well,
yeah. So me and, you know, a couple of the bosses, maybe we'll put something together.
So you're still within the relationship.
Still within the relationship.
All the heat has not
dissipated. You know, I can't switch over and go work for, like, MTV or something like that. I'm still with VH1, so...
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, you know, we'll get something else popping.
That
and I know
sense.
Right away I'll go right out.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good then.
Yeah.
So you didn't lose too much traction.
Didn't lose too much traction. I gotta say, I gained even some traction when the second season came out because people were so eager to be like, oh, this, whatever.
Oh, you mean this season now?
Yeah.
The third season. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I gained some friction there,
because it reminded people.
Reminded them. Plus, I think they, like, played a couple
they
reruns.
They did the replay and people want to
so
follow
So it made
you.
It, like, relevant again.
Yeah.
So that kind of kicked me up a little bit.
Sure.
But again, I have other things that I want to do too, mm-hmm. but... that being my base and having all these little branches off.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep it a solid fan base.
Sure. I mean, it must be hard to maintain the fan base while pregnant. I know you posted some things. Before you came in, I looked at your Instagram to kind of see what...
Yeah, but didn't know how to post that I was pregnant. Didn't even know how to make that announcement.
Yeah.
I made it on...
Did you even make an announcement or you just posted
I
your gut?
I made the announcement.
Here's my gut.
In November, Sonny was born November 29th,
mm-hmm.
and I made the announcement, like, the first week of November. I was like, wow, I'm full. And they were like, oh, what'd you have, like, turkey dinner or something?
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, this is the belly.
Yeah.
But whatever.
So you made it like you had to take a massive shit.
Yeah.
You're like,
I had to take a massive poop.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah,
poop. And I didn't post a picture of him right away, so...
I would be really, I mean, I
it's
think...
It's hard, because people attack it. Oh, is that Chris's baby? Oh, my God. Who's that baby? Oh, my God.
Isn't
you're
that
a
weird
boy.
How people get wrapped up in that? Like, that was...
Yeah,
like, I've never looked at Dating Naked. I get,
like I'm not going to make a child on Dating Naked.
I get, like, the whole point is, like, all these shows are, like, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Spawns, and you're trying to, like... You're trying to get people all worked up in somebody else's life and their love affair, and whatever you can build to gain traction from the audience is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it so odd that people are like, so you and Chris, it's become really high school. One, they don't know you. They don't know this guy.
And still to this day, I still get messages on my Instagram. And guys, don't take this the wrong way, but please stop sending me messages.
Dick pics. Stop with the dick pics.
Oh,
sorry.
You need to stop with the dick pics on Snapchat because I block you. But no, still, I know it's disgusting.
I know.
I don't need pictures on a Sunday morning of you jerking off.
Every girl that comes in here is like, they'll open their phone up when we're off air and they'll be like, look at all these.
It's disgusting.
And you know what? I'm always trying to do my best with having dudes' backs to certain degrees, even though they fucked shit up.
Have you sent dick pics?
No, because I
never.
I don't get off. Well, yeah, of course I have.
Oh,
but people that want to see it. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
People that are like, oh yeah, cool. My mouth is open. But not like to a woman I've never met. And because. Just because you might show your ass in a G-string doesn't mean that
I
means
see your dick.
I need to jerk off to it and make sure you know. Obviously, you're probably going,
gross.
Probably someone's going to jerk off to this.
Of course,
that's
but
the
I don't
name
even
of the
see
game.
You do it. It's just, it's odd. But I'm still getting people to this day asking me questions. Oh, you had a baby? Like, what fucking planet are you on?
Yeah.
So stuff like that gets me annoyed. Like, oh, you had a baby?
Why does that annoy you?
Because it's like, hello. I mean, I posted stuff, a few things here and there on my page. Mm-hmm. We went to Florida, so I posted stuff of,
so you're mad that people aren't caught up with your life.
Listen,
you're mad that they have
No, but I mean, it's like the people that like all my photos, comment all the time, and then they'll ask like a question just randomly, like, oh, wait, you had a baby? Like, what?
So I talked to a bunch of social media gurus, if you will.
And get up to date with my life.
And they're like, and they tell me like, yeah, that's like what has to, you have to engage with the audience, and you have to, you know, post about what you're doing. And I don't want to post anything that isn't a storytelling, like an interesting moment. It's really hard for me to get on board with, because one, I'm not like trying to be all like, look at me, I got my shirt off. Like, I'm
when
over
I leave,
here like,
I want a selfie picture of you.
Be
on
like
your
this.
Jeans.
I'm gonna
not
do some video.
Okay.
It's gonna be all like, I'm gonna do one of these, and my nuts are gonna hang out, yeah, just to really bring it full circle for you. Like,
that
look,
would be
I'm
awesome.
Sitting on this chair.
I'm
my
excited.
Nuts are touching it.
Send it to my DM, though. Slide that shit in the DM.
I'm going to – is okay. That what that – that's what that means, right? Where you
yeah,
slide
some
nudity
someone,
in the DM?
I don't know who it was, but they sent me a message once and said, I'm going to – you know when they say, like, oh, I'm going to slide in your DM, I'm going to move in your DM?
Sure.
You ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, the person said, I'm going to move in your DM, and he sent pictures of, like, a couch. Like,
oh, and
like,
you were like, that's so witty.
Do you get it?
Yeah, it's like, so it's so witty.
But you know
still
what?
Not going to fuck you. It's so
still
witty.
Made me talk about it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I am still talking
yeah,
about
sure.
it. Yeah,
sure.
Because it was funny.
Yeah, that it's
it
witty.
A little,
so
a
witty.
Funny. Yeah, so witty.
You witty social media people. All right, I know you have to leave soon, so we'll wrap it up.
I don't look that bad on this thing.
No, no, it's amazing. Great. Look.
Do you have a filter on your face?
No,
or?
I don't have anything on my face. Fuck you. You gotta leave now, right?
Can I take a selfie of myself?
Yeah, but can we do it when we're done? You have to leave now.
Right.
Yeah, that's the time. Or how?
I have 45. I have 5 more minutes.
5 minutes. All right.
5 minutes. What do you want to ask me?
Five minutes. I'm just so lucky. Just to be sitting next to be
to
sitting
see, to have
sitting
seen
next
me across
to
the way waving.
Yeah, that was.
You know what you
it's a very notebook moment.
I know.
Me and you in Astoria, Queens,
love movies
with
really
your
good.
Crazy.
You don't like the skirt?
Oh, it's a skirt.
Yeah,
those were shorts.
No, it's like a.
I wish like.
Listen, you have on cargo pants. And
I'm
leggings.
Not shitting on what you're wearing.
The
you look
basic.
Great. You look great. I'm at my house. What are you talking about? I didn't know that those was a skirt. I said I wish people could see the netting.
Oh, the netting.
Yeah.
Guys, I have netting.
It's a lot of netting. It's
a lot of netting.
She's like a Portuguese fisherman.
And
a,
I have
very,
my protection on.
What's the protection?
I'm bare underneath.
What do you mean you're bare underneath?
Like, I don't have, like, No, I'm just kidding.
Because you don't wear underwear anywhere. Ever since Dating Naked.
Ever since Dating Naked.
Fallon has refused to wear any undergarments. She just brings her plastic seat with her everywhere she goes. It's just, that's what you should market.
Plastic seat.
The Fallon plastic seat.
That's fucking great.
It would be amazing.
Wow.
All right. I'm trying to figure out
this. I started
emails.
this new thing about wearing these chokers. I feel very, like, earthy.
Earthy because of the choker.
Like, because of, like, the pendant. It has a bird in it.
it's like a yellow bird.
I don't know.
It's cool. It's
I
like an acrylic.
See it. I just, like, I'm feeling very bohemian today.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying with that. Very
usually
bohemian.
It's not the swag.
What's usually the swag?
The swag is usually...
So all your fans are informed to, when they respond to you, they know exactly how to refer to your
all
swag.
Right, I have, like a pretty large closet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dirt ball mess.
Okay.
So it's kind of like whatever's in that first pile.
That's what gets
that
picked.
That you grab and pick. Today I went to like the fourth pile and found this cool skirt.
You went deep.
I did. I went deep. So I was like, hey, I'm going to like, you know, put this, like piece it together.
You look
to
good.
Get very like
I like
earthy.
It.
Just
yeah.
for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
just for
it.
Today.
I feel very special mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
When you expose the bra, that's like the new fashion, right?
That actually was not supposed to be there.
But I'm right though. It's exposed
it is.
Slightly.
Like, you know.
It's
well,
cute.
I'm not gonna have like my tip. Like, see, if I had a nice set of boobs,
how big
you could
though?
Probably listen. You could probably go and just have like a nice side boob. Mine are just so small, I look like a man from the side. So I'm like, let me just throw the lapel on.
Yeah, yeah, but how big though? What are we
yeah,
talking? What kind
yeah.
of?
Are you Italian?
I'm half Sicilian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
half what?
Hawaiian.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, are you from Hawaii?
All my family is.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a nudist colony there.
Are you going to go there next?
No, is that but the next one show? Of the girls from the show.
Oh, went there.
No, she lives on the nudist colony.
Well, that's not fair.
I know, right? She was like splitting and
doing. I don't want. That's not fair. That's weird. I want like a. I want someone.
Did you live with your parents in the nudist
colony? No, I don't want to see anybody naked. Because these people always want to play volleyball.
They don't want to see you.
Well, whatever. That's their bad.
Yeah.
These people always want to play volleyball and do all kinds of weird shit where they're. Shit's flopping.
Like slipping and stuff.
You ever been to a nude beach? It's usually like a lot of gay men are really old people.
But when you go to swingers. Like South Beach and shit, you have like the topless.
Yeah, but that's topless. That's different than a nude beach. Nude beach.
Why have you gone to a nude beach?
Okay, so when I was a teenager, I'm from San Diego. There's a place called Black's Beach. If you stand it, you know where it's at if you're watching. So at Black's Beach, it's a lot of gay dudes. We went down there to try to see some naked people, women. Preferably, me and my buddy.
Yep.
And dude's dicks out. It wasn't like, it wasn't stimulating.
Were you naked?
No, and I was 18. I was really shy. There was no way.
So you and your buddy.
It's clothing optional.
Went to the optional nude beach.
And it wasn't great.
Did you at least wear like a Speedo or you had board shorts? I don't fucking know. Board shorts?
At 18, did you obtain the Speedos and the proper garments?
Or did you wear like the European shorts? Like what do you wear when you go to the beach? That's
my question. Well, now they're like the shorter board shorts. Yes.
Okay, so those are called the Euro shorts.
The Euro shorts.
Board shorts are
back then, 1999.
You were like wearing Ed Hardy.
The longer board shorts.
The Ed Hardy ones.
They weren't Ed Hardy, but I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're getting at.
Okay.
I see what you're putting down.
All right, cool. So
no Speedo. Plug your shit because you fucked us and now I have to let you go. And it's very disheartening. When you leave, I'm going to leave this on. I'm going to fucking throw the mic.
Because you're sad that I'm leaving?
I'm just pissed.
Good. I still want to take selfies.
Yeah, we have to do that too. And I fucking hate that I have to shorten the show. I have so much to talk about.
I'm sorry, but we'll be back. We'll do it again.
I am full with stuff. I am a full
we'll
B cup.
I'm going to come back.
With stuff. All right. Tell everybody. I know you're... Tell them your Instagram and tell them about the book. Just give them everything. Go.
All right, cool. So, guys, I don't have the book out yet, but I'm not going to be on here, right, with this part?
Well, it's the recording, so you're good. They're going to hear you, too. Everyone's hearing you.
Cool, whatever. Let them sorry, know. like the side...
It's a lot of ADD. I know, yeah. I get it.
So, the children's book is not out yet, but I will keep you guys informed with that. But if you want, check out my best friend's book, and she did a whole, like, poetry thing. Mm-hmm. I just went to it. A lot of the information's on my Instagram.
And what's your Instagram? Let them know. Spell
my
it for
Instagram
them.
Is Fallonista, F as in fucking Frank, A-L-L-O-N-I-S-T-A. I might change it to the villain, but for right now it's just Fallonista.
You are the villain.
Follow my Snapchat, Fallonistas, so just add the S at the end.
That's very confusing. Did someone already take that? Is that why you had to do that?
Yeah, they fucking took Fallonista, so I had to add an S.
That's a bummer.
I know,
I hate that. Because now it fucks up everything.
What else should I say?
That's good. If they can
stop
get all the info.
The dick pics.
Yeah, you know, pump the brakes, guys.
Pump the brakes.
At least
eventually
get an invite.
See some full bees. Full bees coming soon.
Do you show nip?
What do you mean?
On the Snapchat?
I've had nip slips.
Nip slips.
But right now.
I gotta follow you then.
Wait for the full bees.
Maybe I'll follow you now on Snapchat.
When I get the full bees?
Well, no, we're friends now. I'll follow now.
Oh, because I have slip nips.
If you're promising that there could be some slips.
Tonight. We'll do 8 p.m., guys.
8 p.m. That's live. That's
quick nip slip.
Quick nip slips, 8 p.m.
Only for those certain followers.
All right, amazing.
But that's that, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I love you.
Okay, I love you,
and it's so great.
Awesome.
Be beautiful and talented and funny. And mouthy Fallon. Thank you. If you're listening, baby girl, thank you. So much fun. More fun to be had. As you can see, or hear, rather. Also, you can go to my fan page. Just go to Facebook, Josh Accardo, and follow the fan page. And 30 minutes of that interview is still posted up there. So if you want to watch it live, you can, which adds an element, if you will, to the audio. So... do that. Also, make sure you guys follow Fallonista on Instagram and Fallonista with an S on Snapchat. She has great snaps and I fucking hate that. She has great snaps. Her snaps are great. Fuck, I'm an asshole. So yeah, enjoy it. That being said, I want to thank her for coming on once again. I'm so thankful. I'm always thankful when people find their way to me, even though I'm a pretty popular guy, so you probably should. It's so funny. In my mind, I do that thing where I'm really humble and then I'm also not humble. It's like I have two arguments going on in my head. One is, well, you know, people have to come to me and I'm sure it's kind of put out of their way. And the other part's like, well, fuck that. You got a great show. People listen to your show. You help people out. Come on. People should come to you. You're a great guy. Like, it's a weird thing I got going on. You can email the show at slampigpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Instagram. I post pictures of all our guests. Also, I have a Snapchat called Josh Accardo. That's my name. And there's also a Twitter at Josh Accardo and at slampigpodcast. Reach out in any way, shape, or form. I really love getting emails. Any good ones, I'll read on the air. But yeah, so do yourself a favor. Tell your friends about the show. Subscribe, like, all that shit. 5-star it. Make us bigger so we can get to a place where you can say, hey, I was on the Slam Pig podcast train before anybody. So fuck you. I'm an original. I'm an OG, as they say. All right. I hope you guys are having a great week, and I really appreciate you listening and downloading, and I know there's a lot of competition out there. There's tons of podcasts. I feel like I bring a very unique brand to the table, and I cannot thank you enough for being part of this small congregation. All right. Enjoy the rest of your week. Take it easy. Valerie, why don't you come on over?